Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Henry Schein, Inc., a global leader in providing healthcare products and services to office-based dental, medical, and animal health practitioners. Henry Schein is known for its extensive product portfolio, strong customer relationships, and commitment to innovation in healthcare distribution. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the healthcare distribution sector. Let's dive in.
Henry Schein has built a strong presence in the healthcare distribution market, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like staff disquote bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product offerings and customer engagement strategies?
Status quo bias plays a significant role in Henry Schein's decision-making, particularly in maintaining their existing product offerings and customer engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce their well-established distribution channels and customer relationships rather than aggressively pursuing new or innovative product lines that could disrupt their traditional business model. While this approach helps maintain stable revenue streams and customer loyalty, it may also limit Henry Schein's ability to adapt to emerging trends in healthcare, such as telemedicine or advanced diagnostic tools. The availability heuristic is another key factor where Henry Schein might focus on expanding or promoting products that have recently been successful or are highly visible in the market, potentially overlooking less obvious opportunities that could offer significant long-term value.
This focus on reinforcing existing strengths and maintaining traditional product lines has helped Henry Schein build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the healthcare sector.
Exactly. Henry Schein's emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core strengths has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the healthcare distribution industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new products and services to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness in an increasingly dynamic healthcare landscape.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Henry Schein, Inc. As a global healthcare distributor with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Henry Schein given their global reach and the diversity of healthcare professionals they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive healthcare solutions. A diverse workforce can help Henry Schein better understand the needs and preferences of different customer segments, leading to more effective and relevant product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like healthcare, where understanding and addressing diverse practitioner needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Henry Schein not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of healthcare professionals, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible healthcare distribution. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Henry Schein operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving healthcare market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Henry Shane's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the healthcare distribution sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new product lines and services. Status quo bias might make Henry Shane more inclined to focus on their established products and distribution channels, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation and the demand for integrated healthcare solutions. The availability heuristic might drive them to focus on promoting popular or high-visibility products, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging healthcare technologies such as telehealth or AI-driven diagnostics.
This adaptability is key for Henry Shane, especially as they face competition from both traditional healthcare distributors and newer, more innovative companies. Their ability to innovate while maintaining strong customer relationships is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Henry Shane's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established distribution networks, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing healthcare needs.
Now, let's compare Henry Shane, Inc. to other companies in the healthcare distribution sector like McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen. How do Henry Shane's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Henry Shane's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the healthcare distribution sector, such as McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, particularly in their approach to product offerings, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Henry Shane's emphasis on maintaining strong, personalized relationships with healthcare practitioners appeals to investors looking for consistency in the healthcare distribution sector. McKesson, known for its extensive distribution network and focus on supply chain efficiency, appeals to those interested in large-scale healthcare logistics. Cardinal Health, with its strong focus on pharmaceutical distribution and medical products, offers a more comprehensive approach to healthcare solutions, while AmerisourceBergen's emphasis on specialty distribution and pharmaceutical services positions it as a leader in the healthcare supply chain. Henry Shane's focus on balancing personalized service with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving market.
And unlike McKesson or Cardinal Health, which have a broader focus on pharmaceutical distribution and supply chain logistics, Henry Shane. The strength lies in its ability to maintain strong relationships with office-based practitioners, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Henry Shane, the focus on customer relationships and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare distribution sector.
To sum up, Henry Shane, Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product offerings, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Henry Shane's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.